This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient Eric Vasquez. Medical record is 155394, direct 11-3-1970. Referral physician, Dr. Tanya Kirpalani. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, cause net polypectomy, date of the procedure May 26, 2023. Indications, melina, screening for colon cancers, melina, diarrhea. Post-op diagnosis, impression one, internal hemorrhage, number two, diverticulosis coli, number three, erythematous area in the sigmoid colon, likely consistent with prolapsed mucosa. Next number, ascending colon polyp. Next number, internal hemorrhage, perifragile tephom insertion. Cecum, complication non-immediately, medication as per much anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes. Preparation was good perifragile. Open the procedure as per colonoscopy template period. Terminal ileum was also examined perifragile. Findings, endorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 2. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present. Period, the sigmoid colon, there is a localized area of erythematous mucosa with subepithelial hemorrhages, mostly consistent with mucosal prolapse. Multiple biopsies taken. Period, paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present. Otherwise, period, paragraph. Spinoflexure, pyonoma. Period, paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatiflexure, scattered diverticulosis present. Period, paragraph. Ascending colon, small polyp, 5 millimeters. Cause net polypectomy performed. Period, cecum, pyonoma. Period, terminal ileum, pyonoma. Period, biopsies taken from right and left side of the colon. Rule microscopic colitis. Period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, multi-clinic, next number, if hemorrhoidal bleeding continue, patient may need hemorrhoid abandoning, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year for follow-up and evaluation of to follow up on mucosal prolapse in the sigmoid colon. Further recommendations will be based on pathology report.